Good morning and welcome to the Romi conference call, where the results for the first quarter of 2023 will be discussed. I'd like to clarify that this conference call is being recorded and is available only to investors and investment professionals. Any statements that may be made during this conference call regarding the prospects of the company's business projections and operating and financial targets are mere forecasts based on the management's expectations regarding the future of the company. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the general economic performance of the country, the industry, and international markets, and are therefore subject to change. It is worth bearing in mind that this conference call is being recorded and held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English, accompanied by the slides available in the results center of our investor relations website at www.romi.com/investors. During the presentation, all participants will be connected as listeners only. We will start the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please type it in along with your name and the name of the company you represent in the Q&A tool in the Zoom app. For audio questions, further instructions will be provided later. With us today, we have Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosolin, Chief Executive Officer. Initially, the executive will present the results for the first quarter of 2023, and subsequently will be available to answer your questions. Now, I yield the floor to Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosolin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in Romi's first quarter of 2023 earnings call. We started 2023 with many challenges, and we have been managing to face and overcome one by one. Notably, the Industrial Entrepreneur Confidence Index, measured by the CNI, is at a very low level. I'd like to emphasize that in spite of this environment, we were able to report a solid result. The Romi machinery unit was our main highlight. We have recovered the backlog with a very significant entry of orders. Margins also evolved significantly with greater concentration in the domestic market and with the consolidation of the machine rental business. In the cast and machine unit, we have major challenges. We are restructuring this unit to adapt to the lower demand of the sectors we serve, notably energy and trucks. We continue with the challenge of improving operational efficiency and bringing new opportunities to increase our revenues. In the BMW business unit, our operation in Germany, I emphasize that BMW's results should always be seen on an yearly basis as the production and revenue cycle is longer. We continue with a complete portfolio of orders for 2023. The margin evolution in this quarter and in comparison to the same quarter 2022 is due to the higher sales of parts and services, and mainly due to the greater operational efficiency of the production units in Germany. Now, I will provide you with details on the results for this quarter. Unfortunately, today, Fabio couldn't be here with us for health reasons, and he's making a quick recovery, and he'll be back with us on Monday. Afterwards, we will open for questions from the participants. Thank you. Let's start with slide three, shall we? As mentioned, we have consolidated margins reaching 45.4 million EBITDA this quarter, a 13.3% increase in comparison to the same quarter of 2022, and the EBITDA margin has grown 17.5%, an increase of 3.5% in comparison to the same quarter last year, mostly due to the Romi machines
business units. And due to the higher concentration in the domestic market and also the consolidation of the machine rental business, we've also improved margins across the units. And by 2023, we have increased the manufacturing plant's efficiency, as well as with services and spare parts, which contributed to the higher margins. And we have an order intake growth of, in comparison to the fourth quarter of 2022, a 3.6% in comparison to the first quarter of 2022. Our sales team in the domestic market has had a quick reaction and a focused strategy, bringing in new orders to our portfolio. In the next slide, we can observe a timid growth in the fourth quarter of 2022, with gross fixed capital formation, which translates into investments in Brazil. I'd like to emphasize that rough and machined business, iron parts is highly influenced by the current economic scenario. In the next slide, we've observed a sound installed capacity, but below, we observe that the Industrial Entrepreneur Confidence Index is still at low levels. In the next slide, I'd like to draw your attention to the fact when we observe the revenues for the first quarter only, this could cause a few distortions. Either way, there are segments which are always good at bringing in revenue, and they remain the same, especially Romy machines with service providers and machines and equipment, job shops and machines and equipment. And BMW, we have not delivered on any projects this quarter. And in rough and machined cast iron, we notice an increased participation of energy. In the next slide, Romy machines, due to the reduction in rough and machined iron, we've had an increased participation of this segment. In the next slide, we should also not look at just the first quarter. Brazil has a yearly participation of 60%-80% of consolidated revenues for Romy. Moving to the next slide, notice there is a great order entry, a large increase in comparison to the previous quarter, and also a 3.6% increase in comparison to the first quarter of 2022, which allowed us to increase our portfolio, an 18.6% increase in order backlog in comparison to the fourth quarter of 2022. Still on this same slide, at BMW, we already have a full backlog for 2023. In rough and machined cast iron parts, we need to adjust to the market with a reduced orders from the energy industry. Moving to slide 10, with increased participation and robust margins in the business, in the Romy machines business unit, we've seen an evolution both in gross margin and operating margin when compared to the first quarter of 2022. And I'd like to emphasize the numbers presented here are only comprehending recurring businesses for the company. So we have already adjusted to the increased revenues from the real estate activities by Romy. And in the next slide, we see an evolution of the EBITDA margin
both net and gross for the reasons we've discussed in the previous slides. In slide 12, the greatest highlights are roaming machines, positively impacted by the mix of products, increased participation in domestic market. At B&W, we've also made progress with higher operating efficiency and higher sales in job shops and services. Of course, we have not delivered any projects this quarter, as well as we had not done it in the first quarter of 2022. In slide 13, cash expenditure comes mostly from the payment of results participation and social contribution taxes, which has been part, and the cash has been partially reduced by accounts receivable. Now, with slide 14, we have the stock performance, the share performance over the past few years. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to open for questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. We'd like to remind you that this conference call is exclusively for investors and investment professionals. To ask a question, type it together with your name and the name of the company you represent in the Q&A tool of the Zoom application. For questions via audio, use the raise hand tool so that we can enable your microphone, and then identify yourself, please. We have an incoming question from José Carlos Cavalcante from XP. Thank you very much for the presentation, Cassiano. And now I'd like to better understand about the back order fulfillment for 2023 at B&W. Sir, B&W is the German operations, and they sell machinery and projects that require long-term for turnover. So by the end of 2022, we have already sold all the projects we will be delivering throughout 2023. Now, B&W's challenges are about obtaining orders for 2024 and onwards. That's why I said that the projects for 2023 at B&W are already part of filling the backlog, and that allows us to start manufacturing quickly, to start the deliveries as of the second quarter of 2023, which increases operating efficiency both in rough and machined cast iron parts and assembling in Germany. Thank you for your question. Excuse me. If you have any questions, please type them together with your name and the name of the company you represent in the Q&A tool of the Zoom application. Or for audio questions, use the raise hand tool so that we can enable your microphone, and then please identify yourself. Excuse me, as there are no more questions, I would like to yield the floor to Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosolin for his final remarks. I'd like to emphasize that Romi's Investor Relations Department is available to answer any other questions and queries. Please, Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosolin. Thank you all for participating in the first quarter of 2023 earnings release conference call. And I'd like to thank you for today, and we will reconvene for the next quarter. Thank you.